What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. We've heard quite a bit now about Brian Koberger and the trips to go see the pastor while he's been locked up. Well, Daily Mail has an exclusive interview with the pastor who's been sitting down with Brian Koberger and talking to him about his newfound faith in God. So today we're going to dive right into that article from the Daily Mail and see what this pastor has to say. So let's get right to it. Headline, exclusive. He can receive God's forgiveness, but it won't relieve him of responsibility. Brian Koberger's prison pastor admits counseling the accused University of Idaho murderer is challenging stuff after he turned to Christianity behind bars. And how come all of these knuckleheads have to wait until they kill somebody or end up in prison before they find God? Can't you find God before you become an absolute scumbag? As far as the author of this article, there isn't one listed, so I guess we'll go with Daily Mail staff. Ministers who have been meeting with Brian Koberger in the Latah County Jail are preaching the gospel that even the greatest sinners can be forgiven by God, but they recognize even Jesus Christ can't save the accused quadruple murderer from the criminal justice system. We do not tell folks that this will relieve them of their responsibility for their crimes, Pastor Mike Hall, head of the group that sends lay ministers to the jail, told DailyMail.com in an exclusive interview. Regardless if you're in for some offense like that or some drug offense, we're all on the same plane in terms of our need for grace and forgiveness from God. And I'll tell you, I have a lot of respect for people that can find it in their heart to forgive people like Brian Koberger, because in my heart, I can never find the room for it. Once you're convicted of a crime like this, there's no forgiveness from me anyway. Certainly no empathy. And I find it convenient, honestly, that all of these scumbag criminals, after they're convicted of these horrendous crimes, all of a sudden find their way to the kingdom of God. Yeah, that's not transparent or anything. DailyMail.com can now reveal that the 28-year-old, who has been locked up without bail in Moscow, Idaho, since early January, sits down for one-on-one sessions with members of Project Hope Idaho, a local Christian organization that dispatches about a dozen lay ministers to county jails and prisons to provide gospel services and classes on Sunday nights. Koberger leaves his cell at 7 p.m. on Sundays to meet with the minister who leads him in prayer in the prison library. Yeah, I'm sure that it's all about God and it has nothing to do with breaking up the monotony of being in that cell. Steve Otto, a board member of Project Hope, said the decision to share the gospel with Koberger is challenging stuff for sure. I found myself praying quite a bit about truth and justice, he said. My heart goes out to the victims' parents. I can't imagine the pain they're feeling. We want justice done. At the same time, Otto said, God is a God of compassion, and that extended to everyone. That's my personal hope, and that's my faith. I would say that he, Koberger, is welcome to receive God's forgiveness and grace. Well, that's fine. That's between him and God, right? As far as I'm concerned, if he's convicted, there is no forgiveness. There is no grace. There's only a life behind bars until he gets lined up in front of that wall and killed, or gets a needle shoved into his arm and killed. But besides that, there's no grace, and at least for me, there's no forgiveness either. Hall confirmed that members of the organization have met with the accused killer, though he wouldn't disclose details of the conversation. I know they've requested folks to sign special non-disclosure agreements. You can't discuss anything about it. It's a requirement from the sheriff's department. A lot of that has to do with the gag order, I'm guessing, and the fact that they don't want anything to slip through the cracks. The approach, however, is similar with all inmates, he said. Members of Project Hope, established in 2008, read Bible passages and teach Celebrate Recovery, a Christ-centered 12-step program aimed at helping individuals overcome their hurts, habits, and hang-ups, Hall said. The gospel is meant for all of us, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23, he said, citing the Bible passage they share with the inmates. And anybody who's helping people get off drugs while they're in prison, I think that's a great thing. So if that's something that this group is doing, then that's certainly a positive for the whole community, Because remember, people who are in there for drug possession and shit, they're getting out of jail. They're not going to be in there for a very long time. So do we want them to come out and do the same thing over and over again and be a net negative on society? Or do we want to help them get off these drugs if possible so that they can come out and live a life worth living? So having the resources available while you're in prison to get off the drugs, I think that's a great idea. Some of us have done more and some less, he added. But God has shown his love for us by giving his only son to pay the penalty for our sin on our behalf. John 3:16 and Romans 3:21-31, that is God's intention for us, that we have life as he talks about in John 10. The evil one, the devil, comes to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life, Hall continued. So when we go into jail or the prisons, we share this good news with the inmates and invite them into the kingdom of God where they can learn to truly live. He was quick to stress, however, that their ministry is not about excusing crime, stating that even King David did not get away with his adultery with Bathsheba and the killing of her husband, Uriah, as described in 2 Samuel 12, particularly verses 9 through 12. The gospel is truly good news, no matter what we might face here in this life. Man, I wish I could have that kind of faith. But unfortunately, life has made me way too cynical to dive into the deep end of the faith pool. DailyMail.com spoke with current and former inmates, as well as jail sources, to discuss Koberger's time at the jail. Among other revelations are that Koberger gets his daytime access to a television and likes to flip on the news to follow coverage about his own case. He watches himself all the time, one inmate told DailyMail.com. It's really kind of bizarre. By all accounts, he has been a model prisoner, a jail official tells DailyMail.com, this despite facing taunts from inmates who sometimes shout at him as he shuffled past their cells. Well, he better get used to that, because once he leaves the lockup and he's on a main line, it's gonna be go time. These inmates, they already don't like him, and that's just in the lockup. Imagine when he's in the federal penitentiary with straight-up murderers and savages and white supremacists and you name it. Yeah, I'm sure they're all going to love Brian Koberger. I'm sure he's going to be the belle of the ball. When one inmate named Tyson hollered bitch at the accused murderer during a recent weekday, Koberger barely flinched, turning toward him with a menacing stare without breaking stride as he proceeded down the hall, according to one inmate who watched it happen. Real tough guy we got here, huh? Brian Koberger the tough guy, is it? He always has the same expression, or non-expression, said one inmate, who met with a DailyMail.com reporter in the jail. He just looks straight ahead. I've never seen his eyebrows or mouth move. He never says anything. Well, why would he? It's in his best interest to keep his mouth shut and certainly not talk to any kind of jailhouse snitch, because that's what a lot of these dudes are, let's be real. And the police, the corrections officers know that, and they strategically place these kind of snitches in jail cells with people like Brian Koberger. Obviously not right now, because there's too much going on as far as the case, the notoriety, and security means. But a lot of times, the prison will use a snitch that is based inside the prison to try and get some information from an inmate while they're in the lockup. Koberger spends most of his time alone in a private cell, kept away from other inmates who share cells. He rarely, if ever, chats with jailmates who typically only see him when he walks past them. They say he maintains a steely stare when he steps out to meet his lawyers or to visit the library, and that he's always flanked by several correction officers who escort him wherever he goes. It'd be nice if they would have gave Jeffrey Epstein that kind of protection in prison, huh? That'd have been real nice. Somehow, some way, though, Jeffrey Epstein, well, he slips through the cracks. I guess that's for another story, though. The jail houses a couple dozen inmates in a sprawling basement directly underneath the Latah County Courthouse and Sheriff's Office near downtown Moscow. Opaque windows to some of the cells face a quiet side street located just 1.4 miles from the rental home where four University of Idaho students were slaughtered during the pre-dawn hours of November 13th. Police arrested Koberger, a PhD student in criminology, at nearby Washington State University in Pullman on December 30th. He has been held without bail in Moscow jail since January 4th, pending his next court hearing on June 26th. The case could give him the death penalty. I hope he gets the death penalty, inmate Harrison Papillon said. I'd be shocked if he didn't, and I'll tell you what, I'd be shocked if he didn't as well. We saw with Lori Vallow that she didn't get it, but so far, all the signs are pointing to Brian Koberger getting the death penalty if he's convicted of these crimes. Latah jail officials remain tight-lipped about Koberger's time behind bars. One official told DailyMail.com that Koberger's been well-behaved during his time there with no incidents. The official also pointed out that Koberger's strict vegan dietary needs are being met by the vendor that prepares meals for the prisoners. Must be nice, huh? Let me get my tofu steak, pal. But despite his quiet demeanor, inmates say that they're well aware of the gruesome crime he's accused of carrying out. They follow the case intently on the news and discuss their infamous fellow inmate daily. I've been reading about the whole case since it started and knew he was in there, said recently released inmate Kyle Ledette. It's disturbing that something like that can happen in my hometown. I'm just happy I wasn't in the same cell as his. I've only seen him a few times, he added. He was wearing orange sweats, an orange t-shirt, with two guards accompanying him wherever he needs to go. Ledette described the jail as cold and disgusting. Well, it is jail. What's it supposed to be? Homely, warm, and welcoming? He shared a cell with five people, who get access to any adjoining day room where they could watch TV, eat, shower, and talk. We'd always talk about the fact that he was in the same jail with us, Ledette told DailyMail.com. Nobody liked the guy, I could tell you that. There's a lot of hatred. But we were in awe of him. Nothing like that really happens around Moscow. It shocked a lot of people. Papillon said he's tried to get intel about Koberger's time in jail, but the officers there don't share much of anything. He's only about 30 feet from my cell, he said. It's truly crazy. I can't believe I'm in here with one of the most infamous alleged mass murderers in the United States. Well, they might be in awe of Brian Koberger in the county jail, but that awe is certainly going to turn to disdain once he gets to the state level, right? Once he's at the state penitentiary, things are going to change drastically. Everything that's going on in that state penitentiary is being run by the gangs. So if they say that Brian Koberger is going to be greenlit the second he hits the yard, he's going to be greenlit. But I highly doubt that he's going to end up on the main line. He's going to end up PCing up and going on to the protected yard with the chomos and the other snitches and other undesirables in the prison. So I would be shocked as hell to see Brian Koberger not PC up. But who knows what's going to happen? We have a long way to go before we get to that point, and we have to get through the trial phase first. But we'll be here the whole entire way as the story continues to evolve. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this one. All of the information that goes with the episode can be found in the description box.